And now, the Distinguished American Shakespearean Company of America, in association with the National American Association, presents 100 selected scenes from the Distinguished Shakespearean American production of Shakespeare's immortal, distinguished but not American, Julius Caesar. Join us now as we proudly present Distinguished American Shakespearean actor, Uncle Bob Barrymore.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your...
Riders, Radio Theater is on the air!
Radio, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo, lay, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats.
That's me.
Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spinner inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,335th performance of a career that has a life of its own, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, buckaroos and buckarettes. We have so much show tonight, our centennial show, that I'm going to blow right through the introduction saying simply, this is Too Slim, I'm Ranger Doug, Woody Paul, and Joey, the Cow Polka King. And here we go with a song that seems appropriate, Don't Fence Me In.
Give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above.
Don't fence me in.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love.
Don't fence me in.
By myself, the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees.
Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose. Let me straddle miles idle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in.
Joey the Cow Polka King. King of the Cowboy Fiddlers.
Let me straddle my saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no, no. Don't fence me in, not up in Ohio. Don't fence me in.
Riders Radio Theater will return following this shameless plug for a new show from Mammoth Radio Pictures.
Get ready, get set, settle up and ride with the newest legend of the Old West, Palindrome.
There are campfire legends that the plainsmen spin, of a man who was nothing like Paladin. couldn't ride, couldn't shoot, but he won his fame. 'Cause everything he said, said backwards, was the same. Palindrome, palindrome, what's in a name? Palindrome, palindrome, backwards the same.
Yes, palindrome. No one knew where he came from, and no one cared. A new breed of lawman, no gun, no whip, no fancy knife, just a knack for speaking only in phrases which said backwards are identical. Listen to this heart-stopping scene.
What's your name, stranger?
Madam, I'm Adam.
I didn't notice your horse outside, Adam. How'd you get to town?
A Toyota.
We don't cotton to drifters here, stranger. Reach for the sky. No possible way you can get out of this one.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama!
Ooh! Oh, you got me with that stupid straw hat.
Aha!
My hero, please come to my room for lunch.
Sex at noon, taxes.
Well, how about a dance?
If I had a hi-fi...
Yes, you too can hear timeless drama like this every week on Palindrome, starring Bob Otto Bob as Palindrome and Meg Jem as this. Remember Palindrome, he gets them coming and going.
Check local listings for time and temperature. And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Gosh, you liked that one, didn't you, Ranger Doug?
I guess this one won't make the best of tape, will it? This is a big day for us Saddle Pals, of course. This centennial of Riders Radio Theater. Yes, it's been a great ride these last 3 years, and we just want to say thanks to our most loyal listeners and supporters. Right, Woody?
Right you are, Ranger Doug. So we're going to give $100 to each and every person who has attended every single episode of Riders Radio Theater.
Great hey. Idea, Woody. What a wonderful gesture to show our appreciation to the folks who've stuck it out through thick and thin. Don't you agree, Texas Vix?
Absolutely too, Slim. This is the kind of unselfish gesture we could use a lot more of in this world.
Well, Woody, you're the paymaster of the group. Why don't you read the list of the lucky folks who are going to walk out of the Emory Theater tonight with an extra $100 in their jeans.
All right, Ranger Doug. Folks, come on up when I read your name now.
Okay.
Here they are in alphabetical order. Bender, Texas Bix.
Thank you, Woody. Thank you very much.
Next, Doug, Ranger Doug.
Okay. Much obliged, brother.
Paul, Woody Paul. That'd be me, all right. And next, Paul.
No,
just,
Woody,
just one.
Just one.
Oh. Last, but certainly not least, Slim. Too Slim.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Woody.
Well, that concludes our $100 giveaway, boys. How about a big hand for these lucky folks?
Oh, okay.
Hey, wait a minute. What about me? Don't I get $100 too?
Wait a minute there, Drywall. Have you been at 100 radio show tapings?
I'll tell you what, Hoss. I've been to some that seem like 100 of them. Does that count?
No, that does not count. We all know what you're talking about, though, right, audience?
You bet. I can't.
Well, hey, listen. I wrote a little song for this special occasion. Mind if I sing it right now? It's kind of a topical little deal.
Well, actually, we're very short on time this show. I'm sure we won't
have
time to get to
it. It goes like this. 100 radio shows on the air, 100 radio shows. Now that it's done, wasn't it fun? 100 radio shows on the air.
Very funny.
99 radio shows on the air, 99 radio shows. Now that it's done, wasn't that fun? 98 radio shows on the air.
He's not serious,
98 radio shows on the air.
Wait, drywall, come on. We're losing our listeners.
Drywall, I'll give you $100 to stop.
It must have worked. Texas Vix, would you get us out of this?
I'll be glad to, Ranger Doug. That's all the time we have this time for the 100th anniversary salute to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the Woody Paul Western theme number 100. Edited for transcription by Woody Paul. Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 7 of the exciting Western melodrama, Trail of the Diamond Desperado. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, Riders in the Sky, after being turned down in Washington, are en route to Paris, France, where they hope to arrange a bailout for their beleaguered hometown bank from the Euro-Indo-Economic Industrial Organization, or the EIEIO. To reach Europe, they're traveling on a long-forgotten land bridge rediscovered by Woody Paul that runs from northern Canada to Finland. The land bridge, actually a series of oceanic ridges and islands joined together at certain times of year by ice, are well above all established shipping lanes and run several feet below the surface of the ocean waters. And in our last episode, the ice that joins the various segments of the bridge together was beginning to melt, and night was fast falling with our adventuring cowboys still well out at sea.
Boys, if we don't reach an island pretty soon, we could be in big trouble.
Oh, no. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Time to find out, Two Slimmers. We now present episode 7, entitled Welcome to Davy Jones' Locker. Picture, if you will, a dark, overcast night in the far North Atlantic. The only land you know of is a narrow thread of rocky path that lies 5 feet below the choppy ocean surface. If it veers sharply to either the right or left, your horse will lose the trail, and you both will be swept away, lost at sea. Then, suddenly...
Look, look, boys, straight ahead.
It's a light.
Must be an island.
We're saved.
Or are they? What sort of creature lives on a small, uncharted island in the most godforsaken area of the world? Riders in the Sky are about to learn the answer to that question.
Gosh, this sure is a small island, fellas. It's nothing but a big pile of rocks.
Yeah, what a spooky place. There's nothing on it. No vegetation, no birds, nothing but that funny-looking little building over there.
Yeah, but the light coming from it must be the light we saw.
Oh, look! Those rocks around it look like skulls. Oh.
Sure do. What do you make of all this, Ranger Doug?
I don't know what to make of it, Woody, but I don't have to. But unless we want to stay out here all night and freeze, we're going to have to go and knock on that door and see what happens.
Yes, you're right, Ranger Doug. But we don't all have to go, do we? The easy way would be just to send one of us up there to see what would happen to him. Side meet, you go on up there.
All right, I'll get... Say, wait a minute. Why me?
Because you're more expendable.
What are you talking about? I'm the cook.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
Now hold it there, side meat. Woody, I see your point. I think it would be best if we left the horses here and all went up and knocked on the door together. That wouldn't be the easy way, but it's
the cowboy way.
And so, step by step, the riders cautiously crossed the rocky island, stopping when they reached the strange little dwelling.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, there's something funny about this place. It doesn't look like any house I've ever seen.
Moosh, looks like a giant footlocker. Moosh.
There's a faded sign above the door there. I'll boost you up, too, Slim, and see if you can make it out.
Great idea, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Slim. It's that kind of thinking that's made me the idol of American youth. Well, here you go.
Oh, that's good. I can see it now. Let's see. It says Wavy. No, Davy. Jones. Davy Jones' Locker. Oh, no. Davy Jones' Locker.
Boys, I think we better find someplace else to camp for the night.
Boy, I heard that.
I just heard a noise in there. Whoever's in there knows we're out here. Let's just see what happens.
Oh, the door's opening.
Slowly, inch by inch, the heavy old door opens. Then, outlined in the dim glow of an oil lantern, is the figure of a very, very ancient mariner.
Ahoy, mates. What brings you to Davy Jones' locker?
No, nothing. See, we were just passing by.
How do you do, sir? We're riders in the sky from the Harmony Ranch, and we're seeking shelter from the night.
But we don't want to put you out, so...
You want lodging for the night, eh? And I suppose you'll be hungry and wanting some swill to eat, too.
No, we're really not all that hungry.
Well, actually, we have been on the trail since early this morning, and a hot, nourishing meal would taste good.
Well, come aboard, swabbies. Welcome to Davy Jones' locker. I'm Davy, and I'll be your waiter for tonight.
With a toothless smile, the ancient mariner steps back and the riders step inside. Then suddenly, something truly astonishing happens.
Congratulations! You're the 100 tour group to come to this inn since I opened it back in 1656.
Wow, 100! Wow, what a great number!
Your rooms and your swill are on the house, and that's not all. You can win a free one-way trip to Paris, France!
Wow, boy! Great.
And so four happy cowboys had some heaping hearty bowls of swill and a good warm night's sleep. Bright and early the next morning, they led their horses aboard the HMS Frigate and sailed for France. And now, 5 days after that, they ride down the Champs-Élysées in Paris, France.
Gosh, here we are in the City of Light.
Yeah, look, way over there. That's the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, this is something all right. I always thought Paris was in Texas.
Woody, what was that address of the EIEIO?
It was 17 Rudy Valley, Ranger Doug.
I think we'd better take a left here, then.
Okay.
Gosh, you sure know your way around Paris, Ranger Doug. Have you ever been here before?
Actually, I have, Slim. I've been here before. It's been many, many years, though.
That's when you were with the so-called Wild West Show.
That's right, side meat. You remember. Buffalo Sid's Wild West Show. I was a trick yodeler in the act.
Wow, Buffalo Sid.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you went away to do that, Ranger Doug, but I never knew you played Paris.
Oh, we played everywhere. It was in Paris that I met Mimi, who quit the show.
Mimi?
You never told us about Mimi.
Oh, I got a feeling he's about to. Women.
Who was Mimi, Ranger Doug?
Yeah, was she in the show?
Yes, she was, too, Slim. She just joined the show here in Paris. It was in April when it sizzled.
Ooh la la.
Tell us more, Ranger Doug.
Need to take a right here.
All right, but what about Mimi?
Oh, Mimi. Mimi. Buffalo Sid's Wild West show had been touring the continent, and Paris was our last date. Then, just before we opened, our accordion player, which, of course, as you know, is the soul of a Wild West show, came down with the French flu. Buffalo Sid replaced him with Mimi. But Mimi wasn't an accordion player, no. She was a banjo player. Still, she was spectacular and beautiful. The show was a sensation, and, well, we fell madly in love. Then on closing night, I don't know, everything just seemed to fall apart. It just was like it happened yesterday. Oh, Mimi, you funny little good-for-nothing Mimi.
Oh, Ranger Doug, you funny big galoot, Ranger Doug.
Mimi, mon chéri, our run here is almost over. Buffalo Sid is taking this show back to America.
Oui.
And Mimi... I'm on my knees, Mimi. I want you to go with me.
You do?
Do I ever?
Oh, Ranger Doogie.
But darling, there's just one little, well, two little things.
Duh.
Yes, the first one is, I just really hate the banjo.
What?
I'm sorry, I want you to go with me, but that banjo's got to stay in France.
But the banjo is my life. My dream is to be the world's first rock and roll banjo player.
Oh, Mimi, Mimi, please.
I want to be the next Banjo V. Get it?
No, I don't. And that brings me to the other little thing. I just can't stand those puns of yours, and you make puns all the time.
So, better to pun all the time than to yodel all the time.
What do you mean by that?
Lyudo, I despise. It sounds like you're choking a cat.
Now hold on there, Mimi.
Hold that on. Hurts. To what?
Hold on is a figure of speech, young lady.
Like your yodel is a figure of screech.
You fall in love and you think you know someone.
Well, there's more.
Yeah?
Your big chapeau?
Yeah.
I despise also.
My hat. My hat? You hate my hat? That's it. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
How much is it?
What?
Your hat. You say goodbye, you say.
Ah!
Someday you'll be sorry, Ranger Doug. I'll make you pay for this, you big, big boof jet.
Oh, that's a sad story. And that's the last time I saw Mimi in Paris or anywhere else.
Boy, you got out lucky if you ask me.
Gosh, I wonder whatever happened to her.
I do too, Woody. I did hear a rumor several years ago that after a bad experience with Mick Jagger, she'd given up that banjo and gone into accounting or something like that, but I guess we'll never really know what became of her.
Well, if she's still in Paris, maybe we'll run into her someplace.
Well, maybe so, but I doubt it. It's a big town. Hey, here's the 17 Rue de Valais. Whoa, Turbo, whoa!
Whoa, Argyle, whoa! Boy, at last, the E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah, the end of a long, hard trail.
Well, let's hope so anyway. We'll tie the horses up by that fountain there and then go see if these folks can help us.
Right you are, Ranger Doug.
Thus it is that a few moments later, Riders in the Sky enter the neoclassic building that houses the Euro-Indo Economic Industrial Organization and find a beehive of activity. After looking around, they see a desk marked Information and walk up to it.
Excuse me, sir.
Me?
Do you speak English?
Of course I do. If I didn't, do you think the sign on my desk would be in English? After all, information is not a French word.
Ah, the charm of the French. Well, we're here to apply for a small bank bailout, sir.
Did you say you were here to apply for a small bank bailout?
Yes, I said we're here to apply for a small bank bailout.
Not a big bank bailout?
No.
Congratulations! You are the 100th Americans to come in today for a small bank bailout!
Does that mean we get it?
No! You're the 100th Americans to come in today and ask for one! That's why we have signs in English all around. So many Americans are coming in these days. To find out if you get it, you must go to the small bank loan division. Down that hall, second door on the left.
Okay, thank you.
Eddie, cowboys, Eddie.
Seconds later, the riders enter the aforementioned office, and the most unexpected, unimaginable, unbelievable event occurs. In the office, a woman is standing at a filing cabinet with her back to the door.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Oui?
Mimi.
Oui? Ranger Doug!
Mimi.
Ranger Doug, at last we meet again.
Oh, no. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky? Will Paris in springtime prove to be the undoing of America's favorite cowboy trio? Is Mimi the Yoko Ono of cowboy music? Dear Abby can't help you find the answers to these questions. To find them, you must be here. Same time, same station, for the next exciting episode of Trail of the Diamond Desperados, entitled Last Yodel in Paris. It's steamy, torrid, real French melodrama you won't want to miss. And it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. Now here again are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Enjoy the Cowpoke King.
Thank you, Texas Dick Vendor. Thank you. You know, on the weeks in this show that we don't have guests, we try to do a classic of the West at the end of the show, and a couple of weeks ago, we kind of ran out of time for it. So we're going to do it this time and get Too Slim to sing a real old cowboy folk song of 100 years old or even more, possibly. We'd like to dedicate this one or send it out to Mason Smith, who is a fan of Slocum and Charlie. Nice. Don't know what this says about him. He listens to us over WEKU in Richmond, Kentucky, and Too Slim to sing, Got No Use for the Women.
Now I got no use for the women. A true one can seldom be found. They stick by a man when he's winning. When he's not, they'll turn him down. They're all alike at the bottom, selfish and grasping for all. They stick by a man for his money and laugh in his face at his fall. Now my pal was an honest young puncher. He was honest and upright and true. But he turned to a gun-toting gambler on account of this gal named Lou. He fell in with evil companions, the kind that is better off dead. When a gambler insulted her picture, he filled him full of lead. All through the long night they trailed him through mesquite and thick chaparral. And I couldn't help think of that woman when I saw him pitch and fall. For if she'd been the pal that she should have, they might have been raising a son instead of out there on the prairie to die by a ranger's gun. But death's sharp sting did not trouble. His chances of life were too slim. And where they were laying his body was all that worried him. He raised himself on his elbow. The blood from his wounds flowed red. He looked at his friends there around him, and he whispered to us and he said, "Oh, bury me out on the prairie, where the coyotes can howl o'er my grave. Bury me out on the prairie, but from them my bones please save. Wrap me up in my blanket and lower me down in the ground, and cover me over with boulders of granite big and round." So we buried him out on the prairie, where the coyotes can howl o'er his grave. And his soul is now there resting from the unkind cut she gave. And many another cowpuncher, as he rides past that big pile of stones, recalls some similar woman and weeps for his moldering bones.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Stay tuned next time, same station, same time, for another thrilling episode of Riders Radio Theater. And until we meet again, from all of us to all of you,
I say here's to another 100, Ranger Doug.
Right you are, Slim. So long, saddle pal.
The cast and guests of Riders Radio Theater bunk at the Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. For more information on Riders in the Sky, Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders in the Sky, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, directed, and performed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Vic Spender. The part of Mimi was played by Alice Wonder. The production foreman is Campfire Bird. Our sound effects wrangler is Vic Zeno Klinger. For WBXU, the executive producer is J.C. Doc King. Producer is Lasso and Larry Ashcraft. Our coordinating producer is Chuck Wagonmaster Ingram. Chief engineer, Jambri J. Crawford. Recording director, Galloping George Zahn. Sound effects, Honcho Winchester, Jim Springfield. And our stage manager, Solid L. Ron Esposito. This is Texas Big Spender saying so long, saddle pals. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
This is the VXU Radio Network.